Let's go now! It's a wing better!
We want a picture, not a belly itcher!
We want a gutcher, not a belly scratcher!
Hello and welcome. My God, is it good to be back.
It's been a long time.
It's great to hear that sweet voice of Bart Simpson and Homer, and I think Lisa's in there.
Yeah.
I was just saying before we started that I want to get big enough that Fox sends us a cease and desist.
Yeah, and then we just double burn them back. Come and find me.
Yeah. Well, you can't.
And then they do, and then they come and find us when we go to prison.
They have the money. They have the capital over there. Yeah. Well, this is Belly Itchers, just the premier baseball podcast in the Northeast region of, well, the continental U.S.
Yeah. The Northeast region of the world.
Yes.
No. I don't know if we can say that yet, but we're getting there.
No, we're manifesting it is all.
Oh,
this is the first episode.
That's what's going on here.
Of season two of Belly Itchers. And we've got a lot to talk about. We are going to do our off-season recap here. There is a lot to get through. A lot of big moves, a lot of rule changes, oddly enough.
Mm-hmm. And more rule changes. I feel like we started last year off with the pod about, you know, free agent kind of stuff, and then also the rule changes.
Yeah, and it was all about the rule changes that were like decided on, but not yet implemented. And now they will be.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna just get into all the big moves, all the big stories from the off season. Not so much gonna get into projections yet. We'll have another episode more clearly, structured for that. But we have a lot to talk about.
Dude, so much has happened since the last time we spoke officially on record about the MLB.
I was looking at the feed, and our last episode was that the Astros are World Series champions, and we are sad.
Yeah, and then they just kind of got better.
Yeah.
They signed Jose Abreu.
Yes, that is true. We will get into all the big moves, including the two league winners, Phillies and Astros, but I think the biggest story to touch on first is the Carlos Correa drama.
Yeah.
This was like a saga that I don't think I've ever seen in any professional sport. The closest thing would be like all the shit with Antonio Brown.
Right.
But that was more him being like a psychopath. And
right.
This was just madness.
Yeah. I still don't really know if I understand totally what went down. Like, so he opts out with the Twins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then he signs with the Giants. But then he doesn't.
Signs is in air quotes there.
Right. But then he doesn't. And then he signs with the Mets, and then he doesn't. And then he signs with the Twins, and this time he actually does sign with the Twins. All because of some sort of medical failure.
Yeah, I really
it's
like
what the, I want to know what's exactly going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, right. Like the reason we know that it's based on the physical and his messed up ankle, but like I don't like if that's the case, how is he signed in any way at all?
Like right. Can he play baseball?
Right. I guess it makes sense, like with all that in place, it makes sense that he went back to the Twins because they were like, all right, we already had him for a year, like whatever.
Yeah.
We know he can play, sort of. Like
I guess to them he's like a more known quantity than
He's less of a mystery. But yeah, there's been like a lot of like weird like smoke and mirrors around the whole thing. Like anonymous doctors being like, Carlos Correa's ankle is the worst ankle I've ever seen. But yeah, like, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
Does he just not have an ankle?
That doctor just really didn't like, he was like, oh, get that ankle away from me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's just like, he's a Dodgers fan and he's like sad they cheated in the World Series.
He's just repulsed by, you know, the sight of Correa at all and his ankle. No, I don't know. It is strange just... all for him to just end right back up where he was.
Yeah, like, yeah. It's very odd. So I have the whole timeline here. Okay. So November 7th, he opts out of his contract with the Twins. Mm-hmm. Last year, he signed a 3-year deal, mega money.
Pretty fat, yeah.
Like over 30 a year. And he had a opt out after the first year of the contract. So he opts out. Floating around in free agency, a month later, December 13th, agrees to 13 years, $350 million with the Giants. Enormous contract.
Yeah.
And then all but a week later, he agrees to a 12-year, $315 million contract with the Mets.
Right.
And then a month later, he's not a Met.
Right.
And he's back to the Twins, but this time, half the time, 6 years, $200 million. Mm-hmm. So I wonder, I think like the whole trend with these superstar players is these like long contracts mm-hmm. with the ABV spread out a little more.
Right.
And I bet like the Giants and Mets obviously got cold feet with like the long term shit because mm-hmm. like they don't want to pay him until he's 40.
Right, if his like ankle is already apparently the worst ankle some doctor has ever seen, whatever.
Believe me, I've seen a lot of ankles, and this one is the worst I have ever seen. Like, what does that even mean?
You're just like, okay, doc.
What a freak. Like, I'd be more concerned with that doctor than with Correa.
Yeah, can we get a tap on that doctor?
I want that doctor out of the league, not Correa. but yeah, I guess like, I mean, this is great for the Twins. Like you get him 6 years. Like how old is he? I don't think he's 30. Like,
I don't know, by opting out to me, that says either A, I want more money or B, I don't want to be on this team anymore.
Yeah,
I think
right.
It was a little bit of both with Correa. Cause like they kind of stunk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it is kind of a bizarre situation when he was like, I, you know, made a move to be like, I don't really want to play here. And then ultimately had to re-sign there for like less money after getting rejected by two other organizations.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder what the actual vibe is between the Twins and Correa. But
apparently him and Byron Buxton are boys.
Yeah. Which is sick. I love Buxton. He's definitely one of my favorite non-Phillies. And now you have to drink, listener, because we did mention the Phillies at 6-7 minutes in.
That's probably the longest we've ever gone without mentioning the Phillies.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Damn it, Paul. We could have...
Yeah.
We could have set a world record.
I couldn't help myself. but I really like this for the Twins, man. Mm-hmm. And it seems like they're doing a lot of marketing with the team. Like,
yeah.
They got the new unis and like...
They're fresh.
There was a lot of... like press around their like fan fest thing.
Yeah.
They're like making moves. We'll stay on the Twins for a little bit here. They also made the move, weird trade on the surface. But I think it's good for the Twins. Luis Arraez, they traded to the Marlins for Pablo Lopez. Mm-hmm. And we were hanging out that night that trade happened.
Right.
And you said to me, Twins traded Luis Arraez, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
To the Marlins? What? And immediately my response was the only reason you should do that trade is if you get Pablo Lopez.
Uh-huh.
And they did.
Yeah. I remember that. I will verify that. That did happen. I remember that happening.
Source confirmed.
Yes.
but yeah, I like that for the Twins, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, get some pitching in there. You got Correa and Buxton, like two of the flashiest, most exciting players in the league.
Yeah, it's definitely, right now it seems like a risky move just because you know, Arise won the batting title. Mm-hmm. It's definitely hard to, like, that's a bad visual.
Yeah, right.
But if, you know, you got to think Arise maybe comes back down to earth next year a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Pablo Lopez turns into a stud. Like, you know, then, yeah. You know, hindsight in the trade is always 2020. So, you know.
Yeah, it's a risky move, but it's, like you said, I think it's like a smart kind of like, not necessarily win now, but like compete now type
yes,
move.
Yes.
And then if it works out, like build around it. You got 6 years of Correa.
Mm-hmm. I think they also signed Joey Gallo.
Right.
And
right.
Christian Vasquez.
Right. Which those could prove to be some underrated moves as well. Like, it's not that long ago that Gallo was one of the best hitters in the league.
Yeah,
like he really struggled on the Yankees, mm-hmm. but
I think he kind of is what he is at this point, and you kind of know what you're going to get
mm-hmm.
out of Gallo. I guess same thing with Vasquez too. They're not like you're not bringing in a superstar, but you're adding someone who, you know, at least knows how to play.
Yeah, good solid baseball. Solid players who are on some decent teams at times.
Right.
The other teams involved in the Correa madness are worth talking about. The Mets
right.
have been busy.
Right. So that's,
Stevie Cohen has been writing blank right. checks out here.
That's what's kind of crazy about the whole Correa thing. It's like he was a big part of the story, but the Mets are like fine without yeah. Correa. So it's more, I think the Giants have a little bit more to be upset about.
Oh my God. Yeah. And we'll get to the Giants, but yeah. they had some other sadness this offseason yeah. too. So the Mets, their biggest acquisition is Verlander.
Right.
Which, again, a big one that I kind of forgot about. Like, mm-hmm. that was so long ago at this point. But yeah, a fat contract, 2 year, 86 mil. So him and Scherzer are both making over 40 million a year.
Yeah.
And they're both like over 35.
Yeah. They're, I mean, huge contracts, but for, you know, two big time
yeah.
MLB pitchers.
Yeah. Two, like, Hall of Famers, yeah.
So, yeah. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Yeah, they re-signed Diaz and Nimmo.
Mm-hmm. Nimmo with like a pretty big extension there.
Yeah.
I was shocked at the number when I went back to that. But like he had a really great year last year. And as far as like center fielders go, like you're not like that position, you either got superstars or like guys that aren't giving you a lot from the plate.
Right.
And he is sort of right in the middle of that. He's like the best version of the non-superstar center fielders.
Yeah, Nimmo's a great player.
Fucking annoying, though.
Yeah, he... as a Phillies fan, he is not a guy I'm happy they re-signed. I feel like he's always... I don't know. I like that move for them. They yeah. also got Jose Quintana.
Right.
They signed Kodai Senga from the Japanese mm-hmm. leagues. That could be proved to be a pretty interesting signing. If he comes in and pitches lights out, that Mets rotation yeah. is going to be pretty, pretty scary.
Yeah. And, you know, for the past couple of years, ever since the Lindor move, they've had one of the best lineups in the league.
Mm-hmm.
They are to be feared, I think, when you look at their roster, but
yep.
they are the Mets.
Yeah, that's...
their collapse last year was just insane.
Right.
I like, you know, you never know, but there's a history there. Absolutely. They also extended Jeff McNeil, which mm-hmm. I think is a great move for them. He's just like... he's like the keystone on the team. Like,
yeah. I think both him and Nimmo are like pretty underrated players.
I agree.
Across the league.
Especially McNeil. Like McNeil won the batting title and I think he was an all-star last year.
Mm-hmm.
But those kind of guys, like in the modern MLB that is so stressing, home run, launch angle, exit velo, all that shit.
Right.
Like having those batting average guys that you know, like, oh, he's going to get on base.
Right.
He's just gonna. That is hard to come by. And he does it in the field too. He plays like every position.
Yeah, it's He's another just really good baseball player sucks to play against a bunch as a Phillies fan. I feel like they're just always, they really do. It's like you watch him come up and it's like, all right, well, he's going to get a walk or get some dumbass single. Yeah. And then he does it every single time.
Yeah. So after all these signings, the Mets have right under $300 million on the payroll.
It's not enough. It's not enough, Steve.
Like, Steve Cohen is just... He is just... And they almost signed Correa.
Right.
Like,
right.
He just throws out bags of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder what next year's offseason will be, because I believe Pete Alonso will be a free agent.
Okay.
And you got Machado and Ohtani hitting the market.
Oh, boy.
You got to think the Mets are going to try to land one of them, which,
yeah,
as a Phillies fan, I would hate so goddamn much.
Mike Trout, save us. Do everything you can to somehow convince Shohei Ohtani to re-sign with the Angels.
Or to not sign with the Mets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or at the very least, yeah, not sign with the Mets.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. The Mets are the Mets, man. It's cool to see like Cohen just throw out as much money possible. I just hate that it's the Mets.
Right. I mean, they've assembled quite the team of, you know, of star power. So, you know, they're playing in New York.
Yeah. Ultimately it's like good for the league. If the New York teams, the LA, the big market teams are good.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, as much as I keep saying I hate the Mets, like, it's fun for our division that we have three legitimate contenders, including us.
Right.
So to keep on the Correa train here, let's hop over to the Giants. My God, what a sad story. You almost land Correa and you almost land Judge.
And then, you know, Carlos leaves.
Oh, true. Yeah. Yeah. So this is getting into a little Yankees talk here too, but like,
yeah,
dude, you lose Rodon, you know, that's happening. And then you get the tweet notification of,
well, they got
Arson Judge to the Giants.
They never said anything about Aaron Judge.
That's true.
Giants.
They do still have Arson Judge. Dude, how does John Heyman still have a job? Or Heyman?
Yeah. Well, whatever that guy's name is. He... I remember when that went down.
That was so bizarre, too.
That was like... That might have been one of the most confusing, like, couple of minutes that I've ever seen. On like Twitter and on, I remember like having MLB Network on, and they're like, apparently it was just like nobody knew what was happening.
Yeah. Like, how do you jump the gun on the biggest free agent like that?
I bet he just does not even care.
No, he clearly doesn't. He's like, yeah, it's
firing him off.
Dude, his tweets are so funny too, because they're like, they're literally just firing them off. It's like,
yeah,
Teoscar Hernandez lost his arbitration. Like, that's it. No details. Just like, it's like a text from your dad. Like,
yeah, it is. It is just like some random like factoid that he just came up with and was let's see how they react to this one.
Uh-huh.
Fired off.
Oh God. But anyways. Yeah, so so the Giants had a sad offseason. You know, they get Mitch Haniger, which will be cool.
Here, have
a great consolation prize.
Take a Sean Manaea and a Ross Stripling.
To make
no
up
offense,
for you.
No offense to those guys, no. But it's just like, oh man, you think you're getting like two huge free agents and then your star pitcher leaves and you don't get any of the free
agents. That, man. And like, they won 100 games like 2 years ago.
Oh,
so
just
weird.
Like such a decline.
I know.
They'll probably be worse than they were this year.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. Who knows?
But yeah, so we mentioned it. Yanks re-sign Judge, get Rodon. Judge with a fat $360 million over 9 year deal. Yep. Rodon $162 million over six. Those guys earned it last year. Yeah, especially Judge.
They both did.
Rodon, I was really hoping the Phils would go after him, but it wasn't the
meant to be.
No. But he does very much feel like a Yankee, and
Yep.
And I know we had mentioned this last year when we were talking about Judge, like the Yankees had to re-sign Judge.
Yes.
If they didn't, they were screwed. Like their organization is just in shambles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was something that, again, when those tweets first start coming out that he's going to the Giants, it was like, wow, the Yankees really let this happen. And then like quickly dispelled, but it was like, oh no. Like, and could that be a bad sign? And then, you know, he eventually re-signs, but still, that there was like a second where it was like, wow, did they really mess this up?
And those few minutes that Aaron Judge was on the Giants, I was like, I'm not like, I can't believe this happened. But also like the Yankees like have kind of fizzled out.
Yeah.
Each of the past several years. And it's like, you know, I would be fed up too if I was Judge. Like, but yeah, I don't know. It's a crazy situation, but it's good.
The Rodon move is great.
Yeah. Also,
that's a very competitive move. They needed somebody like him.
Absolutely. They had great pitching last year, but it was a lot of guys that were like exceeding expectations.
Right.
Like Nestor Cortez had a great year. He's awesome. I think he'll still be good. But to get someone to get a second ace, essentially.
Right.
And Gerrit Cole and Carlos Rodon has got to be like the best righty lefty combo in a rotation. I was trying to think about other like big lefties, but maybe you could say Darvish Snell, but I think that's too far gone. Not even really sniffing.
Yeah.
Rodon Cole.
No.
But yeah, they also re-signed Rizzo, which I think is a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people were saying in the offseason that they needed to keep Rizzo because if they wanted to keep Judge.
Right.
Because it seemed like they were boys.
Yep.
And kind of the only teammate that Judge is really like connected with on a larger level, like in his time there.
Right.
Which is kind of crazy. I mean, he's been there several years. They made the Stanton move. Like Stanton and Judge is kind of like Shaq Kobe type thing where it's like, oh, you get these two huge stars together, they should be best friends, but they're just not.
Right.
Obviously Shaq and Kobe had like more like drama outwardly. Right. But
yeah, it is just an interesting like team dynamic they got going on there. I don't know. I think the Yankees didn't fuck up.
No,
which is good because they're like in a good place, obviously, as a franchise. Like, you know, they're winning a shit ton of games and they just added, you know, a great pitcher. So I don't know. It's going to be hard for them to beat the Astros. The Astros are a really, really well assembled baseball team. So
yeah, it's true.
It's probably just going to, it'll probably come down to them again this year.
The Astros didn't do a whole lot, but they signed Jose Abreu, which is just like, feels unfair.
Right. It's just like, do you want a cherry on top of your beautiful, you know, chocolate milkshake with whipped cream? It's like, well, yeah, I'll take a cherry on top of that.
Right.
And you're just like, and you're staring at it from another table like, oh man, that milkshake looks so good. Which as a Phillies fan, I'm like, oh god damn it, that milkshake looks so good.
And also like Abreu is just, he seems like a cool dude, and just going to like the fire breathing dragon is upsetting, but whatever. I don't think there's any reason the Astros don't just like make it to the ALCS again.
Right.
Or World Series.
I mean, the only way that happens is if they mess up in the first couple rounds of the playoffs, which I don't really see that happening.
Yeah. Like they lost Verlander, but they have so much young pitching and so much pitching depth that it like almost doesn't matter.
Yeah. I don't even know if Verlander like was their best pitcher talent wise on the team last year. Like, yeah, and he put up really good numbers, but like, man, watching like Christian Javier pitch in the playoffs was like, oh, dude, like this guy is going to be a nightmare.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Like, if you're the Astros, it seemed like a pretty easy decision to let Verlander walk because, like, had a career year and he's 39.
Yeah. Like, let's just save some money and get some other players.
You're going to have to pay these young guys at some point.
Right. Yeah, and then, like, yeah, and still you're just like, well, even losing Verlander, they're still just going to be a very good baseball team.
Yeah, totally. Should we talk Phils?
What? I feel like now's about the time we can cross over into Phillies territory.
Yeah. So the big one, obviously, Trey Turner, 11 years, here till he's 40, mm-hmm. $300 million. Incredible.
I'm very excited about this. I think Trey Turner is a hell of a ball player, and I think he's going to play some great baseball for the Philadelphia Phillies.
I second that. He's incredible. He's one of the most exciting players to watch, I think.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm really excited about, is just being able to watch him play. It's with the Dodgers. I don't really stay up too late to watch too many Dodgers games, right. Like, I watch the games when the Phillies are playing against him, but... Yeah, it's an exciting move. You know, it sucks to break up, to see Gene leave. And, yeah. But we got to bring in some new talent. You know, we're a championship contender now.
Yeah,
and like, we got to make moves. And we got to make moves to solidify that, which I think the Phillies did this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Dave Dombrowski he's got a vision, man.
He does.
He understands what is needed of him in his role.
Yeah. It's exciting that they're making, like, after so many years of just wallowing in, like, bullshit.
Yeah.
This team is, like, finally, it's like, okay, we're going to actually do what we should as a big market team, which is go out there, sign, like, flashy, expensive free agents, and let's assemble a good baseball team and make some fresh American dollars, dude.
Yeah, I mean, these contracts will pay for themselves in, like, a market like Philadelphia. And
I bought a Trey Scherzi already, so there you have go. Whatever, however much it costs, $40.
Yeah.
A drop in the bucket.
Yeah, dude, he really is just, like, one of the most exciting players to watch. Like, and I think there's a difference between, like, just good player. Like, you can be an exciting player to watch and not be a superstar,
right?
And vice versa.
Right.
You can be a superstar and not be that exciting to watch. Trey Turner is both.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything he does just looks so smooth.
He's so, so cool, dude.
He's so cool. Oh, I love it. I really love that move. I also like the Taiwan Walker move.
I really like that move as well.
4 years, $72 million for the guy. He'll slide into 3 or 4, and I think it's a great move.
Hold it down. That's where we really need, like, the strength of this team is obviously our stars. You know, we have two stud pitchers, and then we really just need our third, fourth guys to be able to lock it down, and they can go far. That's what happened on their last run. Like, Ranger Suarez was lights out.
Yeah.
When he pitched. Yeah. So, just win the games you got to with your aces, and then hope, 3, 4, 5 can pull their weight, which,
yeah,
I think the Phillies are really set up with, like, those 3, 4, 5 guys, and then even the guys, like, obviously Harper's going to be out for a month, so I think they have a lot of good depth.
Yeah, totally. The depth is, like, what ends up winning you games later in the season.
Right.
And in the playoffs, like, you saw that with the Astros, it was just too easy. They never ran out of arms. They had like 5 bullpen guys that they could trust
for an inning plus,
and their starters could go 6 strong basically no matter what.
Every single guy the Astros brought in, they had some stat where it's like, this guy hasn't given up a run since the last time Haley's Comet came around.
Yeah.
You're just like, I don't even know when that was, It was like 30 years ago.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, no, that I think it's really good to see the Phillies just kind of like plug in the holes between between last year's deadline and this year's offseason. They're they're just filling the gaps of like the, you know, where they need the depth. So I'll run through some of the bigger deals that we still haven't talked about yet, and then we can just kind of pick them apart here.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, we haven't touched on Xander Bogaerts yet to the Padres.
Right.
Dansby to the Cubs for 7 years. Wilson Contreras to the Cards. Yu Darvish extended with the Padres. The Mariners and Jays made a trade. Teoscar Hernandez to the Mariners.
Yep.
A lot of stuff to chew on here. Where do you want to go?
Let's start with the Fathers out in the desert there in San Diego. Yeah, they got Xander Bogaerts for a pretty disgusting left side of the infield there.
Yeah, yeah, for real.
You got, you know, Manny Machado, who apparently is about to leave, but that's a separate episode topic. Mm-hmm. And then you slide Xander Bogaerts in there, who, you know, he's a pretty good shortstop.
So some might say he's a pretty good shortstop.
Yeah, well, right. So it's like their team, like, you know, they made the NLCS. I think they surprised a lot of people. But they're an exciting team.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think they got better from this offseason to, you know, to now.
Yeah, I mean, they brought in Bogaerts. They are going to get Tatis back eventually.
Right.
And they didn't really lose much in pitching. They lost Clevinger, who wasn't giving them much. They lost Manaea, who was back of the rotation. But you still got that strong top three of Darvish, Snell, and Musgrove.
Right. Yeah, I think they signed some good veteran players too. So I think I feel like the Padres are kind of sleeping a little bit. Like, I don't know. As a Phillies fan, I kind of thought going into the series we were a better team. I still think we are. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the Padres, I feel like the Dodgers are like, I don't know, things could be coming to a halt for the Dodgers at some point soon.
Yeah.
If the Padres keep making moves.
Yeah, it's cool to see, man. Like, San Diego, you know, not typically like huge market team. It's cool to see them just go out and spend.
Right. Get some star players.
Like, they got Soto too.
Yeah.
Like, insane core of Soto, Bogaerts, Machado, and Tatis.
Yeah.
And aside from, I mean, Machado possibly, well, actually, Soto doesn't, they're not locking up Soto right yet, but yeah, man, they're just in like a win now. They're in a similar spot as the Phillies, where they exceeded expectations last year. And now you got to think, as that organization, like, we do a couple moves and we really
right back where we were last year. Yeah.
No reason.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what the Padres do.
Especially once they get Tatis back.
Right, like, I was just going to say
they're going to throw him in the outfield, I think.
Yeah.
And, you know, I am rooting for him. You know, it's a weird situation with him, but it would be cool to see him, like, come back and still be a stud. Like, I don't really doubt that he will be, but,
yeah, you know,
he really hasn't played in, like, over a year.
A while. We
like, almost
seen him
two.
In a while. Yeah. It will be interesting when he comes back to see the kind of reception that he gets.
Right.
I feel like the league's going to pump him up a little bit. I mean, I don't know. I at this point, I don't really care what happens.
Yeah.
He, you know, I guess he served the punishment.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
All right. Who were the other names on the list there?
So
Cubs.
Yeah, let's talk Cubs. Cubs made some interesting moves. Some big ones. Weird ones. But they're doing something.
They are doing something. Yeah, it's like, again, I don't know if any of these are like going to bring them to the championship, but I don't know. Maybe they might get a wild card spot. You know, you never know.
Could be. I mean, so they signed Bellinger 1 year, kind of a prove it deal. He's been kind of sucky since his MVP year. But, you know, it's Like, I kind of was into the idea of the Phils going after Bellinger for for a bit, because he's a great, like, he's going to give you great fielding, and his ceiling for hitting is, like,
it's pretty high.
Pretty high, yeah. So, you know, that could be cool. And then they get Dansby Swanson for 7 years, which I was shocked he didn't stay in Atlanta.
Same. I feel like we have talked about this, and it was almost that we were like, okay, he was going to re-sign with the Braves. Yeah, like, I didn't really think about him signing elsewhere.
Me neither. And he, I think he was like getting married, and right, we were like, right, they're just going to like let him handle his wedding and then bring him back.
Yeah. And then they just totally didn't.
Yeah.
Although I feel like if the Braves really wanted to re-sign him, they probably would have.
That's true. They've been very like sound organization and like very lock up their players early type thing.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll necessarily like, I mean, the Braves are really good. He's a huge part of it. And maybe one of the veteran leaders, like, I think on a clubhouse level, they are going to miss him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a great player. What am I saying? They're like, it's a tough spot to fill. Like, I don't know what exactly that team will look like without him, but they are pretty stacked, you know?
Yeah, they Well, we'll talk about the Braves later. Yeah, they also picked up, they signed Jameson Taillon, Drew Smyly,
right,
Tucker Barnhart, and Eric Hosmer.
Yeah, so a real ragtag crew.
Yeah, for real. It's not exactly bringing out like the A-listers, but we got a couple of good C-list celebrities at this party. Like, it'll be fun.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be fun to see like what's, you know, checking in with the Cubs is going to be interesting throughout the year, I think.
No, I agree.
Live look at Chicago. It's like Cody Bellinger's just like smoking a J in the outfield.
Yeah, right.
Ooh.
So yeah, in terms of really big deals, the only one that we've missed up to this point is DeGrom to the Rangers. 5 years, $185 million. Mega deal. Were you surprised he left New York?
Yes and no, I guess. I don't really know. I don't really, like, I don't know. I hadn't really thought about that. I guess I feel like I understand why the Mets didn't pay him. Do I think they should have? Maybe. Probably. Do I think it'll help the Rangers out too much? No. I don't know. This move just kind of confused me all around, I guess.
It was weird that the Rangers, like, they kind of emerged before the signing as like, DeGrom to the Rangers, that's going to happen. It's like,
right.
Why? Did they have so much pull?
Yeah, I guess I'm just not really sure. I don't know. Like, it was just all very confusing all around. I feel like the Mets probably should have kept him. I mean, the fact that he did sign elsewhere, and then it was to the Rangers. I feel like every step of the way, I was just like, huh, why?
Yeah.
Why are they allowing that to happen? I don't know.
What's going on here?
I just can't wrap my head around this.
I agree. Honest. Like, I don't remember his exact quote, but in his press conference with the Rangers, he said something about like, they want to bring a championship here. It's like, well, yeah, I mean, everybody wants to bring a championship home, but do you think the Rangers are going to do it right now?
Yeah, it's like,
and the Mets aren't. Do you think that's what it's about? Like, you got a fat contract. It's about the money, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess. Like, they have a, I think they underachieved last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're probably a better team than their record shows. But that being said, like, they're not going to make any noise in the playoffs. At least, like, I would be shocked. I'd be absolutely shocked if the Rangers ended up doing something in the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Making the playoffs at all, really.
Yeah, no,
it's a pretty loaded division now.
I agree. Once you like look at the power around the league, it's hard to consider where they might fall. But they're trying. They didn't stop at DeGrom. They brought in Nathan Eovaldi for 2 years.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
I like that move for them. They're trying to do something. You know, it's cool. It's good to see when a team is actually just trying.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's definitely like, I guess, in the same vein as the Cubs a little bit, where it's like, okay, they're like, yeah, they're trying. Like they're bringing in some actual baseball players.
Yeah. Right. Right. Like they have Seager and Semien.
Right.
And, you know, they got some names.
Right. Some names.
Right.
Some names. That's what it's really all about these days.
It's true.
How many
it's
names
true.
Do you have?
Yeah.
What else do you want to talk about?
So there's not much left outside of
the rule changes,
which right. is a there's a lot going into
should we
into
just
this
should
year.
We release like a 5-minute mini episode about the rules, a quick
we
little
could.
Teaser?
We could.
I feel like that would be a good just a little blunk.
Sure.
For people.
Yeah.
You know?
We'll keep it running and just jump into it.
Yeah. Just quick. You know. All right. I got the article up here with all the different ones.
I'm just gonna let this run. Yeah, so that about does it for the off-season recap here. A lot of moves, a lot of shakeup in the league. It's gonna be a fun season, man.
It can't start soon enough.
It's true. We are about 6 weeks out at this point, and I'm ready, man.
Yeah, give me a nice crack of the bat. Oof. You know,
the sounds of baseball. That's what I'm excited for.
Mm-hmm. I'm blind now, so I can only be. I can only. Hear
I just
want to
hear the game.
Yeah.
But thank you for checking back in with us. We are excited for the season.
We
got
missed
a lot
you.
To cover.
Missed you guys.
We've missed. Babbling into these mics.
Mm-hmm.
And
I have.
Oh, I absolutely have missed it. Can you not tell at this point? Jesus.
We've been going on here for an hour.
Yeah. But of course we're just gonna end as always by saying, go Phils.
Go Phils.
Let's go now! Swing, buddy!
We wanna-